जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Kishore Kishore Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jai Gaura Premanande. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramam Supriraj Garishtotra Sita Simal Divine Grace Hey Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramam Supriraj Garishtotra Sita Simal Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Vyas Thakur Ki Prem Chakho Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Ki Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tai Gaur Premanande All glories are assembled devotees, all glories are assembled devotees, all glories are glories Shri Guru and Karanga, all glories Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirahe Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha
Hare Krishna We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 11th chapter, text 50, chapter entitled Pastimes of Krishna, the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna, text 50. Tam tala moolam pratabhanta agniva Tam
Gopala Sonam Pitaram Jagat Guru Chattadrasodyon Tirushakshambhaka Tundena Hantum Punara Abhipatya Kam Talamulam Pratahantam Agnivat Gopala Sunum Pitaram Jagat Guru Chachadra Sadhyo Tirukshakshakshambhaka Tundena Hantum Punarabhyatapatya Kam Talamulam Pratahantam Agnivat Gopala Sunum Pitaram Jagat Guru Chachadra Sadhyo Tirushakshakshambhaka Tundena Hantum Punarabhyapadyata.
Please chant.
Tantalamulam Pratahanta Agnivat Gopala Sunam Jagat Guru Chachadra Sadhyo Tirushakshakshambhakas Tundena Hantum Punarabhyapadyata. Tam Talamulam Pitarantam Agnivat Gopala Sunum Pitaram Jagat Guru Tachadra Sadhyo Tirushakshakambhakas Tundena Hantum Punarabhyapadyata. Tam Talamulam Padhamantam Agniva Gopala Sunam Pitaram Jagat Guru Chachadra Sadhyo Tirushakshakambhaka Tundena Hantum Punarabhyapadyata. Tam Talamulam Pratamantam Agnivat Gopala Sunum Pitaram Jagat Guru Chachadra Sadhyo Tirushakshakambhakas Tundena Hantum Punarabhyapadyata.
What one meaning?
Tam Krishna. Talamulam. The root of the throat. Pradahantatam. Burning. Agnivad. Like fire. Gopala Sunam
Krishna, the son of a cowherd man.
Pitaram, the father. Jagat Guru, of the Lord Brahma. Chachadra, got out of his mouth. Sadhyayam, immediately,
Iti Rusaha. With great anger. Akshatam. Without being hurt. Bhakkaha. Bhakkaha. Bhakasura. Tundenam. With his sharp beak. Hantum. To kill. Punaha. Again. Abhyapatyata. Endeavored. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is He Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Krishna, who was the father of the Lord Brahma, but who was acting as the son of cowherd man, become like a fire burning the root of the demon's throat, and the demon's Bakasura immediately discarded him. When the demon saw that Krishna, although having been sallow, was unharmed, he immediately attacked Krishna again with his sharp beak. Purport. Although Krishna is always as soft as lotus, within the throat of the Bakasura, he created the burning sensation of the being hotter than the fire. Although Krishna's whole body is sweeter than sugar candy, Bakasura tasted bitter and therefore immediately vomited Krishna up. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.11, when Krishna is accepted as an enemy, he became the most intolerable object of the non-devotees who cannot tolerate Krishna within or without. Here this is shown by example of Bakasura. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurulmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Bhangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamini Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastyasya Deshatarini Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everybody for this morning Bhagavatam class. Today we are going to discuss about the Bakasura. Bakasura generally represents duplicity. Duplicity means like behaving in a manner that you are saying, that saintly manner, but internally is different. External you act as a sadhu and internally you are not. Similarly, Bakasura represents the duplicity. Externally, when you see the Bakasura, it looks like a nice bird and it's so sweet, but inside the intentions are different. Actually, Bakasuram, he is trying to kill Krishna and all the Vrajavasis, but externally he look as if a soft bird and a cute bird. Similarly, and when we see the life history of Bakasura previously, in his previous birth, he was a disciple of Durvasa Muni. And when his name was Surjita, something like that, when he was worshipping Lord Krishna, Vishnu, he went to the Shiva's abode and started plucking the flowers, lotus flowers. And he started plucking the flowers without the permission of Lord Shiva and Parvati.
And there was 1,001,000,000 lotus flowers in that pond. And without knowingly anybody, without any information, without giving any further notice or without asking the permission of the Lord Shiva and Parvati, he slowly went there and plucking the flowers. And Mother Parvati's vow is Rata, is her worship for the Krishna. Daily she would offer 100 flowers for the Lord Krishna. Since this person has plucked already some flowers, Lord Shiva immediately saw that and he cursed him. Since you are showing up as a sadhu but you are behaving, your action as like a thief, so you become a demon in Vrindavan. So since he was also worshipping Krishna, so he got to become a demon in Vrindavan and got killed by Krishna. So that is his background of Bakasura. So this ends then, Bakasura immediately cannot tolerate Krishna within or without. When he saw Krishna, he cannot tolerate. Immediately he saw Lord Krishna. It's a nice pastime to meditate upon. And when we people see the reaction of when we are doing book distribution or giving the holy name, they cannot tolerate the book, they cannot tolerate Harinam. They just go away from that, they just turn away their faces. And still devotees are so merciful, they are still giving Krishna. And some devotees, they cannot tolerate some people, they cannot tolerate the inside also. They just act in a such a manner so that they are so much envious of Krishna. There was one incident happened, who cannot tolerate Krishna within and without. There was one person later he became a devotee of the Lord. There was the Sankirtan party distributing the books and the prasadam. As soon as he saw that the bus party arrived there and started distributing, he couldn't tolerate. He just went there and yelled at them and giving bad words at them. And still devotees are so merciful and they gave him prasadam. Because he was very poor, a homeless guy, they mercifully gave him prasadam. And as soon as they gave him prasadam, he just saw and he just took a bite and couldn't appreciate that much sweetness. He just threw on the floor and smashed on the prasadam. And later on, eventually, like after many, many years, that same person started distributing the prasadam. So he did not accept the Krishna's sweetness, same like Bakasura, but he eventually became a devotee of Lord Krishna. This is the beauty of Lord Krishna's touching. As soon as you touch, you are in contact with the Krishna, no matter how contaminated you are, you will be purified eventually. This devotee has become. Eventually this Bakasura, whoever Krishna kills the demons, eventually they get benefited. It is not like the killing of the person, ordinary person killing each other and the Krishna killing the demon is not the same. It is benefiting for the people and it is benefiting for him also. Externally we see when Krishna is killing somebody, it is harmful for him. If somebody is killing you, it is harmful for you, it is paining for you. Similarly demons also, they are getting pain, but after getting pain they are getting liberation. It is said that there is no pain, no gain. Right? So eventually they are getting benefited. But whereas people in general, they also do beneficial for the people in general, but it is not real benefit for the people. When we see the history of the Americans, when the Europeans entered the Americans, they have started distributing them. And they see that these people are very powerful, and Americans thought that we cannot subdue them, we just kill them. What they did, they distributed the blankets
In that blanket, it's a harmful virus. When they cover that with the blanket, they eventually died. So this kind of, another, this kind of distribution, this kind of benefiting the people, so-called benefit, it is not benefit, it is harmful. Similarly, like Putana, when you see the pastimes of Putana, when as soon as Putana enters in the Vrindavan, nobody thought she is a demon. Everybody thought she is from heavenly planets. But she is turned into a demon. When Krishna killed her by when sucking her breast milk, and she died, after dying, when all the Vrajavasis cut into the pieces and burning that huge, humongous body, and after burning, the smoke is also getting very fragrant. All the Vrajavasis are experiencing, where is this smoke is coming from? When Nanda Maharaj entered the Vrindavan, he went for outside for the business. After this pastime had happened, when he entered the Vrindavan, he saw the nice fragrance, aroma is around the Vrindavan. He couldn't imagine where this is coming, and he couldn't imagine this big demon has been killed by Lord Krishna. Eventually, killing Krishna is also beneficial. It's just like, for example, you have some disease in your body, you just got some disease in your body. When you go to a doctor, he just give you some medicines, and also he do some surgery. By before surgery, he cut your body, skin. But somebody say that, why you are cutting, it's so painful. No, it is not so painful, it is benefit for him. And Putana also, externally she is showing that she want to benefit for everybody, but not. But whereas Krishna, whatever he does, he will do benefit for the, even for the demons. Why? The demons also get liberation. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays in his song Gopinath, Asura Sakala Paila Charana Vinoda Thakilo Boshi. So all the demons have got liberation. I am the Bhaktivinoda Thakur sitting here. So eventually they are got beneficial. And it is not necessarily that all the demons will get into Vaikuntha abode. It is Govoloka Vrindavan abode. Some demons may end up in Brahman and effulgence of Krishna. Just like if somebody came to Chicago, necessarily they don't come into the Westland. Necessarily they are not into the Kishore Kishori Mandir. They just ended in, they just came to Chicago. And some persons, they come to Chicago, they come to the street, they not necessarily come into the temple, inside the temple. They just go walk or walk by the street, and they went into Michigan Lake and have their own this thing, sense gratification. Similarly, demons are also, all may not get liberation as we quote in terms of getting into Goloka Vrindavan about some demons, they get liberation, but not in the, his abode of Krishna. This is a technical aspect of the Krishna consciousness. And also when Krishna kills somebody, according to their action, he gives a reaction. That's why it is 4.11 shloka, it says, Ye tamam prapatyante tam sitavya bhajamyam. How you respond to Krishna, and equally he will respond to you. But whereas in the case of the devotees, he will respond even more lovingly. See, imagine for the demons, Lord Krishna is giving a liberation. How about the devotees? We demons, they have come with a bad intention to kill Krishna. But whereas the devotee is wanting to please Krishna, how much benefit we are getting, just imagine. So, even though you hate Krishna, even though you show your hatred towards Krishna, but still, when you contact with the Krishna, all your contamination will be get purified. And another example, people benefiting to the so-called benefit, it is not real benefit for them. Just like in Vrindavan pastime, we see so many examples. Just like a Saubari Muni, he want to benefit the two fishes. But what happened eventually? The two fishes are also killed. By whom? By Kaliya. And as soon as Kaliya noticed that this Garuda is not going to come in this area, so Garuda got a curse from the Sobari Muni. Then eventually Kaliya came, and when Kaliya came, all the rivers got polluted and all the fishes died, and eventually Prajavas is also getting problem drinking this water. So when Krishna came, he chastised Kaliya and also benefited Kaliya. Then he took out all the poisonous venomous from his Kaliya, and also he gave assurance that Kaliya that no matter wherever you go, wherever you stay, still Garuda won't harm you, because when I was dancing, since I have danced on your hoods, there was like lotus prints on your hoods. By seeing this, Garuda will not touch you. That's a boon he has given Lord Krishna. It's just like a brand mark. Nobody can say that this product is a duplicate, and this product nobody can question. Then Kaliya also got benefited, and Vrajavasis also got benefited. But then since this Bakasura cannot tolerate the Krishna's body, because Krishna is so soft as lotus, as soft as lotus, but as soon as he entered into the mouth of the Bakasura, he became just like a fire, which he cannot tolerate. Just like, see, sometimes Krishna can act in any way. He can act as lotus flower, as soft as lotus flower, and as hard as thunderbolt, because he is Sachitananda Vigraha, and he can do anything. Krishna's pastime, he was sitting under the mango tree and playing his flute. There's a tender leaf of the mango leaf. There's a tender leaf which is just now grown, and it has fallen. Since it's falling, it fall on the Krishna's shoulder. As soon as it fall on Krishna's shoulder, Krishna saw and it took it off. The small tender leaf, just it made him a mark on Krishna's shoulder. See, you can imagine how soft as Krishna. This was narrated by Sachinandar Maharaj. So saw that much soft, it's the soft body Krishna. But how he became so intolerable for Krishna, intolerable for Bakasura, because since Bakasura representing the duplicity, that's why Krishna became intolerable, and immediately he vomit out. And after vomiting out, the Bakasura couldn't tolerate Krishna's form. He wants to kill him. With his beak he tries to kill, but nobody can kill Krishna. Krishna expanded himself and tore apart. Similarly, sometimes when we see duplicity in ourselves, just think of this pastime, then duplicity is whatever duplicity we have, immediately Krishna will kill that duplicity and give us a liberation from the duplicity. When you act in a duplicity way, it is harmful for you, and it is harmful for your society, so for the others also. Sometime Krishna reveals your duplicity. Once there was a devotee, like in the student when he was practitioner, and he on the Ekadasi day, he said that I won't eat anything. So since today is Ekadasi, and you can all eat Ekadasi Prasad, so I will fast for the day. His intention was, his determination was good, and everybody said okay. Then everybody, they had their prasadam, and they took rest. And this devotee was feeling so hungry in the middle of the night. So he was thinking, should I break my fasting? I falsely said everybody that I will fast whole day, and I will not eat anything, and I will not drink anything.
Then, since I told this, I should be determined, and he couldn't able to keep up that his words. Then slowly he got up from his bed and took out, went into the kitchen and opened the fridge. As soon as he opened the fridge, he saw all the prasadam inside and took it off, and he started slowly eating. And in the process, when he was eating, by his hand, suddenly lights got turned off. And somebody wants, suddenly lights are turned on. And everybody saw, what you are saying, that you want to fast prasadam, you want to do fasting a whole day, then you are eating prasadam. And everybody knew that he's, that this person is not going to do fasting. So Krishna showed him that whatever duplicity you have in your mind, Krishna will eventually show you. So you cannot keep up, you cannot play hide and seek with the Krishna. Eventually he will reveal. And everybody is just that you say you want to, you seeming like very sadhu and you seeming like very sense controlled person, but why you are eating prasadam? Everybody knew that this in this community. It's just like one incident happened. And also in the, we need to be straightforward in our dealings. That's the Vaishnava Sadachara. Once there in the Srila Prabhupada's time, Srila Prabhupada was carrying his small briefcase with him always. Nobody knows what it is, what he kept in the inside the briefcase. So there was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he wanting to have that briefcase with him as a Mahaprasad. So if Srila Prabhupada will not give you immediately like that, Prabhupada, can I have your Mahaprasad? No. So you need to trick. And this devotee thought that I will buy a new big suitcase and I will give it to Prabhupada, so that he will give his small suitcase to me. So he, with this intention, he gave this big suitcase to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said that, oh, very nice suitcase, I like this. And he opened it and he put the small suitcase inside and closed that big suitcase. And he closed it and he walked around and he took, stood in front of mirror, how do I look like? Then Prabhupada, you look very nice. Then again he went around and he took the suitcase, how do I look like? Asked this disciple. Then Prabhupada, then the disciple, you look very grave Prabhupada, you look very nice. Then he kept the suitcase, he started Prabhupada doing his regular work. Then he saw the devotee, you want that small suitcase, right? Then yes Prabhupada, then don't be a duplicity. if you want something, be straightforward. So one should be straightforward, then your life will become easy and his life will become easy. One may think that if I be straightforward, if I open my mind, then what maybe what he is thinking, what she is thinking, we have that security problem. But if you are reserved, if you are thinking like that, you are in more danger. As long as you don't keep, you don't reveal your mind to your counselor or whoever, Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru, then you are in greater trouble. So one should reveal his mind. That's the nectar of instruction. Dadati pratigrihanati goyamakhyati prakshati bhungte bhujeteva satvidam pritilakshanam. These kind of six exchanges we need to have. When you show off your so-called devotiness, so-called Vaishnavaness, but Krishna is going to reveal one day or the other. That's why it should be square and fair. Whatever you have, you just show, no problem. You will get chastised at that moment and also repaired your body sometime. If you, no problem, if you express your desires, express your concern in a Vaishnava Sadachar way, other people will get chastised. Definitely seniors will get chastised. At that moment you are getting clear view what you are expected to do. But if you have intention is different and your actions are different, that means you no longer survive in this spiritual movement. Because spiritual movement, especially if you are dealing with Krishna, Krishna is within and without also. He is within in our heart and outside of your heart also. He is everywhere, externally and inside also. But you cannot cheat Krishna. Just like if somebody
If you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra and somebody holds a camera with you and started shooting, then you will be real caution, real attention. You don't sleep in chanting, you don't do anything, you just very strict and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Imagine like that. So somebody holding a camera and shooting you, then how it will be? Similarly, Krishna is also within. Whatever your desires are there, he is noticing you. And at the same time, he is seeing externally also. So you cannot hide Krishna. I will conclude with this small story. There was a school, there was a teacher. She is telling that, I will give you the, distribute the mangoes to all of you. You should go eat this mango, but one condition, nobody should see that you are eating this mango. Then all the students took the mango and they ate and they came back. And one boy, he came the mango without eating. Then the teacher told, what happened, why you did not eat the mango? Then he told that, I am eating, but I want to eat, but Lord is watching me, because he is inside me, so Lord is watching me. So I cannot cheat the Lord. You told that one condition, that nobody should see that you are eating mango. So this boy understood the essence of the story, that Krishna is everywhere, we cannot do something. And even if you say the people in the materialistic world, they will say, why I am not seeing him, Krishna? How can you say that? Krishna is seeing. Krishna has two eyes, one is sun and the moon. If you are doing something in the daytime, sun is watching. Okay, I will do in the night time, and the moon is watching. You cannot escape anywhere. So that you can do some cheating. But Krishna, when he goes to when he goes everywhere in Vrindavan, still in the forest, still he is there in the Vrindavan, by seeing all the activities of the devotees, what they are doing. He doesn't have to keep the CC cameras everywhere to record everything in CC cameras, and later on he'll play what this devotee has done. He doesn't have to do anything. He is within Paramatma. He has much memory in his data. You cannot cheat him. He knows your past, he knows your present, he knows your future also. So this Bakasura represents the duplicity. So to kill this Bakasura within us, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, eventually this duplicity will be killed. So since this is 8:13, I'll stop here. Any discussions, questions? Not working. You can take this one.
Sorry about that. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for your class. You give a very wonderful class, made very profound points. Maybe you could spend on some of these points. The point I really appreciate in this purport of Prabhupada, he says when Krishna is accepted as an enemy, then he becomes most intolerable. I'm not sure if you remember the pastime in Bhagavatam where Lord Krishna entered the arena, the wrestling arena. And it says, as soon as he entered the arena, there was protagonists and antagonists in the arena. And the protagonists were very happy to see Krishna, and the antagonists were very miserable because they saw him as an enemy. And one thing that came to mind is also when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, what is the best thing you've learned in the world? And he says, the best thing I've learned is to glorify Vishnu. and he became very miserable. And one lesson I took from this is that naturally, nobody wants to associate with the enemies. Naturally, if you see somebody as an enemy, I'm not going to associate with them. But in this pastime, we see that even though Hiranyakashipu was physically separated from Vishnu, he wasn't mentally separated from Vishnu. So what is the use of being physically separated from our enemy if we're not mentally separated from him? And we see when Prahlad, when somebody spoke the name of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad never became miserable because he saw them as a, like you said, like you gave an example of a diseased patient. He saw them as a, I don't see him as my enemy. I see it's a great opportunity for me to uplift them. And last point you could expand on, Prabhupada mentions in his purport, he says, Krishna's whole body is sweeter than sugar candy. And that verse says, Abhinitswan nama namino, there's no difference in Krishna and Krishna's name. And this brings to mind the verse in the Netta of Instruction. It says, the holy name of Krishna is sweet like sugar candy. But if we're contaminated by the jaundice of ignorance, then we can't taste neither the name, nor can we see the sweetness of Krishna's devotees. And we see so many pastimes where everyone saw Ambarish as sweet, Durasa saw him as bitter. So many pastimes like there. This is a nice quote by Buddha. He says, if a fool be associated with a wise man, even for all his life, he will perceive the truth as little as a spoon perceives the taste of soup. If an intelligent man be associated with a wise man for 1 minute only, he will perceive the truth as much as the tongue perceives the taste of soup. These are some points I appreciate, but my question is, I have so many questions, but my question is related to the point of being straightforward. Naturally, in our spiritual life, you said we should be straightforward, honest. So maybe you collaborate the difference between honesty and fault-finding, because the tendency is that sometimes we want to be honest. I was just talking recently to one devotee. They said, I want to be honest with this devotee. They mistreated me. I want to go to them and tell them they're a jerk. I want to be honest. And that's the tendency. What's the difference between honest and fault-finding? Because it's very easy to reveal the faults of others or go tell them their faults. But to try to reveal our own faults, that's the difficult part. So maybe you could explain what is straightforward or honesty mean and the difference between that and fault-finding. And
Hare Krishna. So, as you ask your question about the honesty, honesty doesn't mean that you should reveal your mind to everybody and anyone. You should reveal your mind, your desire to your counselor or Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru. Then that person will correct you. And when you reveal your mind, that's what Sri Rupa Goswami says, Dadati Pradigrunati Guyamakyati Prachati. So when you reveal your mind, whatever the desire you have, he will tell you how honest you are. You don't have to judge by yourself, because spiritual life is not self-assessment, but you should not self-judgment, but you should show what you are inside. That's what Bakasura represents. Bakasura also honestly he came into Vrindavan. Just like when you enter, when you read the pastime of Bakasura entering Vrindavan or came, nobody could understand, is it demon or something else. So what we need to do is, when you represent honesty, means you should think that, whether should I trust this person, is he going to be favor, that you should have trust in that person, senior especially. You should not go and tell somebody to person whomever you like it. Then next day it will be on the Facebook. You'll get shocked, what is this? I told him to not tell anybody, but it is on like this. So nobody should reveal his mind to anybody. Nobody can tell what is going in your mind. But you should know what's going on in your mind, even the counselor or whoever it is. And also you should think that, and also another question you ask, of the Krishna's sweeter than sugar candy.
But how much you can take sugar cane, but we are since a conditioned soul. Like, for example, you Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he would chant all the day. And Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he would chant 192 attentive rounds. Not inattentive, attentive rounds. For chanting our 16 rounds, it will be very hectic and very challenging for our mind. But we cannot imitate. And what you do is, since you, holy name is sweeter as sugar candy, even though you chant 64 rounds, imagine like just like a Nirjala Ekadasi or Janmashtami or whatever, Gaur Purnima, even though you chant 64 rounds, next day you need to brush your teeth. You cannot say that I have chanted 64 rounds, your mouth will be stingy. This is holy name is sweeter than sweet. I will chant all the day long. No. Even though you chant 64 rounds, next day you need to do brushing. Since this service and seva, spiritual life is like two things will go on. Spiritual life is like doing seva also. It's just like digestion and eating, sadhana. So eating and digestion should both to go there parallelly. You just do sadhana, you don't do seva, it will become indigestion. If you just do service, no sadhana, you will be burnt out. So both things has to go simultaneously. Then only you will become honest and you will reveal your mind, and then you don't have any duplicity, then the fault-finding tendency will come down. So you are engaged in service, you are engaged in sadhana, there is no time for fault-finding. Right? Is that okay? Okay. Anything else?
This is just a something Bhaktisiddhanta says regarding what you said. I'm a writer, I have it referenced down, but I can't remember the reference specifically, but he said regarding sadhana and service, one disciple came to him and said, Bhaktisiddhanta, it's too many rounds to chant, I can't, it's hard for me to do my service or both or vice versa sometimes. And so Bhaktisiddhanta told him, he says, it is not that chanting is taking away time from service, or that service is taking away time from chanting. Prajalpa, idle talks, are devouring time meant for both. You're doing so much service, but at the same time, so much prajalpa is coming up, going on. So that's one thing he said, and I appreciate it.